The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I'm a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Today, Christ the King, that is our feast day. In the Catholic Church, from the beginning, we've always celebrated many different feast days, the most important one being Easter. And over the years, we've been adding certain celebrations. One of the most recent ones is today, actually. We didn't celebrate Christ the King until about 100 years ago. We're actually 97 years ago, to be exact, is when the church in 1925 instituted this feast day. To understand it, we kind of have to go back in history a little bit to what had happened just before that. And we had the First World War, which was a devastating loss of life. But what was so awful about it was it was chiefly among a bunch of Christian nations that were at war with each other. If I were to ask you, who were the bad guys in World War II? We all pretty much know the answer: Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini. But when you say, well, who were the bad guys in World War I? Unless you're a real historian, you probably wouldn't know what to say, really, other than, well, certain nations were at war with other nations. And for the Pope at the time, Pius XI, he decided we needed to celebrate Christ the King of all of us, of all nations. And he wrote this. There's a quote that I wanted to put up on the screen. He wrote on the day he made this feast a reality, "As long as individuals and states refuse to submit to the rule of the Savior, there would be no really hopeful prospect of a lasting peace among nations." So the idea of Christ the King has this idea that nations as a whole are to remember that Christ is their King. Now, 100 years ago, that made sense, but today in 2021, I think there's a nuance we should add to this. It's a little different. Just as it was absurd for the continent of Europe to be at war with itself among Christian nations, it's also absurd that a country full of Christians, for the most part, would not have a Christian culture. I think you see where I'm going with this. I get asked often a lot, I guess when you have a priest caller on, people want to ask you questions, and we don't always have the answers, right? But one of them that's been hard to answer is, in a conversation, someone might ask me, "Father, what can we do to change the world? What can we do as Christians?" And usually I'm imagining they're thinking of my answer will probably be in some way, well, we should start this program or build this institution or do this activity. Let's all, you know, get signs saying the end is near, repent and march through the streets of Charlotte. Something like that is usually maybe what we're thinking. However, the answer that I've come to is a lot simpler. And I need to use an example that's going to probably surprise some of you. I'm going to use everyone's favorite chicken sandwich restaurant, Chick-fil-A. That got a few of you to wake up here. That commonly certain took a turn to a different direction. If you drive past the Chick-fil-A over here around breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you can't get by without having to wait in some sort of traffic, right? Everyone wants to go to Chick-fil-A, and it's the only place where you're in traffic and everyone's got a smile on their face because they're going to get their Chick-fil-A, and they're just kind of there, and it's like, that's absurd. Traffic is always the worst, but Chick-fil-A traffic, no problem. That's not a problem at all. Now, what happened? Why am I bringing this up? Well, I don't remember when it was. A few years ago, Chick-fil-A as a company was beginning to be attacked and smeared, and there was a campaign against it simply because it was a faith-based Christian organization that let its employees off on Sunday so that they could worship. Well, what happened was, instead of what the secular mob was hoping would happen, millions of individual Christians said, enough is enough. They drew a line in the sand and said, I'm going to Chick-fil-A, and I'm going to love it, and I'm going to go only to Chick-fil-A. The Burger King right next to the Chick-fil-A is basically empty, right? If that could happen to Chick-fil-A, why can't we do that for everything else? I love when I go to Chick-fil-A. I know that they treat their workers well. We have a lot of our young people, and Chick-fil-A takes care. It's nice to know your money's going to a good cause. And if you look at the commercials for like a Burger King, you can sort of tell that their values are a little bit different. If we as Christians can do that for a simple chicken sandwich restaurant, and in the end, and I'm going to say this, and some of you will be upset, the chicken sandwich there isn't a whole lot different than it is everywhere else. There's some disagreements here, okay. We as a Christian nation, if we all decide as individuals to live our Christian faith, not just Sunday morning, but also Monday morning, our culture would be different. If every member of our parish, there's about 4,000 families, households, if every spouse here truly decided to love your spouse with this great Christian, romantic, sacrificial love that we have, and you loved your spouse and you gave your life to him or her, our little part of Charlotte would be different. If our parents loved their children in a way that they gave them the most important thing, which is their time, their presence, and teaching them things like how to pray, how different it could be. If we used our money in a certain way, if we purchased certain things, if we went to watch certain types of movies and maybe not others, if we went to visit certain websites and not the other websites, that you know what I'm talking about. See, the problem is in our culture, even though we're mostly Christian, we say we're Christian on Sunday, but we're not always living it on Monday. And so today's Feast of Christ the King, my invitation is to, in your heart, make that decision that Christ will be the king of your life, that in your home you can truly say that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You see, in the end, if we all do this, if we all make a commitment to be a disciple, we don't have to go do crazy things. We simply have to go do Christian things, and that will change the world. Such a simple thing, but such a beautiful thing, this meaning and beauty of letting our Christian life that begins and centers on our worship on Sunday, to we take this home with us to our places of work, homes, and studies. We will change our part of Charlotte for the better. And I'm sorry about saying the sandwiches were the same as any other sandwich, okay? May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.